Listen up. Notice the sower did what? Went forth to sow. Now watch this. You're looking at the sower this morning. I'm sowing. Now what kind of ground are you? Are you the path, the beaten path, which is the wayside? Are you gravels or stony ground? Are you the kind that get choked because of the cares? Or are you good ground? Which one are you? Because I'm sowing seeds. All the seeds are the same. Everybody in here is hearing the same word. I mean, every single one of you. Now, what you going to do when you walk out? Are you going to go out and create your world? Are you going to go create a catastrophe, a disaster, a destruction, and bring yourself into a situation that you are ashamed of, that you are embarrassed over, that caused you much pain? What are you going to do? Because I'm sowing some seed. I'm about to sow some seed. I'm sowing some seed. I'm telling you how to work this word. Do you have ears to hear?
Amen.
Are you going out of here and say, well, you know, I just don't know how I'm going to make it? Or are you going to say, I can do all things through Christ's strength?
Yes.
I heard the word today. It ain't nothing. There's no impossibility for me. I want to say to the young ladies, some of them, I was thinking all of them graduated, but not all of y'all. Some of y'all still in high school. But some of you graduated. I want to tell you, as you leave, see, when you leave and go to college or whatever you're doing, see, people tell you, well, don't you get to thinking too big now, because you get, listen, there's no limit to what you can do. Think as big as you can think, and then when you think as big as you can think, then you think bigger. Because I'm going to tell you there are no limitations. There are no impossibility for you. The only possibility and limitation we put them on ourselves. Because in God, there are no impossibility. And you just be real bold, say, drugs, you don't have no place in my life. Guys, you know, you get off to college, guys, you don't have no place if you come up talking that smack. I'm not married. I don't do that. I already got a lover. So I don't need you to try to slob over me and be a phony lover. I got a real lover who takes good care of me, and I don't need you now. When that time comes, when God brings somebody that's right for me, that's when we can go to the other place. But until then, I'm staying with my lover right here who takes care of me and do me well. Hello, somebody. Anybody here? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 10 says, afterward, Jesus, his disciples, and those close to him remained behind to ask Jesus about his parables. To ask Jesus about his parable. I want y'all to listen up, because this is so important. And he said to them, this privilege of intimately knowledge. The mystery, this kind of knowledge, what he's saying. Listen, the mystery of the kingdom realm has been granted to you. See, this kind of knowledge of to know God and to understand how God operates and to operate like your Father and like Jesus, it's been granted to you. You have this kind of, you have available to you. That's why I asked you, what kind of soil are you? Do you have ears to hear this morning? See, nobody can determine your soil, what kind of soil you have, but you. You can determine whether you're going to be stony ground, wayside ground, soil that get choked up, allow stuff to choke other things in, to choke the word, or you can be good ground. Nobody can do that but you. You know, people sit in church and they can't quit texting till long enough to hear what's being said. People sit in church, they thinking about way over yonder, what I'm going to do when I get out. You need to set aside if you want this word. Amen. If you want this in life that's going to take you where you need to go and give you what you need done in your life, this is you determine what kind of soil, what kind of heart you got, because I'm sowing some word today. Hello? Hello? He said, the kingdom realm has been granted you, but not to the others, where everything is revealed in power. Or watch it now. For even when they see what I do, there were those that saw what Jesus did. Even when they see what I do, they will not understand what he did. You remember the Pharisees saw him and they said he got a devil? You remember that? They saw him do the miracle and they said he cast out devil by Beelzebub. They saw it. Because their soul, their heart wasn't right. They couldn't receive the word. Now you can sit there and feel sorry for yourself or perk up and say, I'm going to get out of this mess. Because I'm hearing the word today. You can sit there and just continue on feeling sorry. Nobody will help me. You know I'm having a hard time. Or you can hear this word and say, I'm not putting up with hard times. I'm going to move on the good time. And I ain't talking about good time either. JJ. So he said, let me read it again. Even when they see what I do, they will not understand. And when they hear what I say, they will not learn. See, I'm a seed sower today. Will you learn what is being said today? Or will you just sit there and go, duh. I wonder if he's going to quit at 12 or 12:02. I wonder if he's going to go to 12:30. He just lied to go to 12:30. I'm telling about that stuff. And don't hear a thing in the world, I'm saying. What if you determine in your heart right now, I'm going to hear what the Lord had to say, and the Lord, I'm not saying this, I'm just using the illustration, and the Lord lead me to 12:15 to preach. And you stayed focused to 12:15 and heard the word, and you went out and become a millionaire. Which one is better? Which one is better? Getting out at 12 or getting out at 11:15 or 11:25 and leave, came in dumb and left dumb. Came in left unlearned and left. Which one? Which one you rather? I'm not saying I'm going to go all that time because I could. I could preach this afternoon, late in the evening. And you think I'm lying? Just tempt me. No. But listen. I'm telling you, you have to determine who you are, what kind of soil you have.